Okay, good evening, folks. This is Scott Howell, and I'm going to do another podcast here on the Macintosh. I guess the first one, some things were missing. I'm going to do this good, bad, the ugly. Just let it roll and not and try to pause it or anything. Using the same setup as before, the same Mac and the same everything. So, I guess most people have probably heard the podcast, so if for some reason there's some things that you haven't, or if you didn't hear the first one, I'm sure it's still up there. So I really wanted to focus on VoiceOver and some of the commands and do a little bit of navigating on some sites and whatever else I can think of. So hopefully this will go pretty smooth. I got a new adopted dog in here in my office with me. My partner, German Shepherd, is downstairs. I guess he's not happy the fact that our new adopted mixed breed Shepherd is camped out in my office. We're just giving him a little freedom in the house and seeing how he does. And his name is Thunder. And so far things have gone pretty good, although we did discover that I knew Payne was a little crabby about his frisbee, but unfortunately my wife let him out in the yard, let Thunder out in the yard when I was playing frisbee and with Payne, and boy, we had a little confrontation on our hands, and poor Thunder was the recipient of a nipped ear, so. But other than that, I'd say they're getting along pretty good. Well, anyway, he'll heal. And otherwise, they get along pretty good. But you never know what you're getting when you're adopting a dog. And he's about 4, but he's a real friendly dog. So anyway, enough about the dog, because he has nothing to do with the Macintosh. Although now that the clock's chiming, he's liable to start barking, so.
It's 19 hours.
And there you go. 7 p.m. Or 19 hours Eastern Time. Sorry for all the noise in the background, the family dinner watching TV and whatever else. Oh yeah, I have to mention a funny thing. My dog, the dog Thunder here, he howls at the fire trucks. It's about the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. He hears sirens in the distance and he begins to howl. It's absolutely the most... if I get my Olympus outside when he does that one day, I'll record it because it's incredibly amusing. Anyway, to kind of recap some of the things you can do with VoiceOver as far as the keys. The VoiceOver keys are going to be the control and option keys, which are held together, and use the arrow keys to navigate up, down, left, right. You can use just the regular arrow keys depending upon what you're doing. I'll demonstrate that with like mail, for example. You can set up Safari in several different ways. So you can do tabbing through the links. You can do tab browsing where you're actually opening new tabs as opposed to windows. I'm not thoroughly... I can't thoroughly speak to the exact differences, but I suppose it's more of a preference thing. Let's see, what else? There is a Fire, which is an application that will do instant messaging with several of the services out there, like Yahoo, MSN Messenger, AIM, and a couple of others, and I can't even think of what the heck they are. maybe if I can, I might try to demo that, perhaps. There is an MSN Messenger client for the Mac, and I haven't yet figured out how to find some of the text in the screen, you know, when somebody responds to you. I don't like it very much, to be honest with you. And it doesn't seem to have the voice chat capabilities of the regular PC version. And so I'm hoping somebody out there, excuse me, on the Mac Visionary list will be able to maybe shed some light if they've found a way to do that with Fire or MSN Messenger or whatever. That makes a diff to me. Otherwise, what's the, it kind of makes installing the MSN Messenger client almost pointless. There's a few other things about VoiceOver here. You can simulate mouse clicks. Generally, you can activate a button even by tabbing or spacebar. You can simulate a mouse click by putting the voiceover keys, which is command option, and using the spacebar. Or you can add a shift to that combination. And there is a slight difference in how those clicks work. but generally speaking, you don't have to use that, but it does work, and it makes actual clicking noise. One of the things I do want to correct myself on, I said last time that VoiceOver doesn't have the exact same kind of cursor, like a JAWS or a Windows cursor, which is actually not true. And after I realized what I was saying, I should have corrected myself right then, because they are basically the same. You can set up VoiceOver to follow different cursors and have different cursors follow it. You can also disable cursor tracking for some operations, and when you do that, you can actually navigate around with the VoiceOver cursor, and you can leave the other cursors where they are. And you can basically, when you have them follow each other, you're linking them together. And you can turn those features on and off within the VoiceOver panel. I guess, really, if you're seriously interested in VoiceOver, I can't recommend the tutorial highly enough. It's on the Apple website, http://www.apple.com/accessibility/voiceover.htm. And we're going to go to that website again and do a little playing around there. I think that it would be probably better. I mean, if you're that interested in learning more about VoiceOvers, as far as all the little details, I think it would be really good to download the tutorial. I wanted to get into the weeds a bit on some of this, but by the same token, there is so many different ways to do things. It's good to start with the tutorial, get a good handle on using the program, and then you'll begin to discover all the different ways. But if I try to sit here, I can show you different ways to do things, but it would perhaps be somewhat confusing. I don't know. I will dig into greater detail on certain applications if folks are interested. Some applications are going to be easier to navigate than others with VoiceOver. And I know I've said it a lot in my last podcast, but I honestly think that as time moves forward, as time goes on and as development on VoiceOver moves forward and progresses, however you want to say it, there's going to be a lot more things happening, a lot more improvements, and overall I think that the navigation and some of the things that are lacking in VoiceOver are going to going to improve. Now I saw a comment that somebody had said that they heard that VoiceOver really wasn't ready for production, and I disagree with that to some extent. I started out using Windows based screen readers when they first hit the market. Pretty much I think I used a couple different versions, and I can tell you there was a lot of issues as far as whether you could actually get anything done. And even still today, is even though that Windows-based screen readers have been around for over 10 years, you know, they're not perfect. And there's still a lot of accessibility issues, too. The point being is that, like anything, especially with VoiceOver, it hasn't been out for, well, other than its testing, it's actually been out in production in, you know, OS 10.4 since April of 2005. So you really can't expect everything to be just perfect out of the box. I mean, in the ideal world, that'd be great. Apple obviously, you know, and like any develop or any company is developing software or hardware, they're going to go for where the market is. That's just the way it is. You agree or disagree, and you know, it's a shame and it's unfortunate, but reality is that. We're a minority as far as the market's concerned, and unless it's putting food on the table or money in the coffers, that's what they're going to focus on. And I suppose, you can't really blame them. You know, they've got people to pay and blah 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 and so on and so forth. So I mean. Enough for that. I just kind of wanted to make that point. So, VoiceOver, I think, is certainly ready for production. I'm using it every day. It's not perfect, but for the things that I want to do, no problem. I'm able to make it happen. So, there you go. I mean, that's kind of my take on it. It's not that it's not that it's not ready. It's just it's certainly got a little ways to go yet. If you're looking for accessibility to Microsoft Office, isn't going to be there. that's going to be up to Microsoft, or Apple to somehow find a way to work with Microsoft's. Applications, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I'll tell you this, that Microsoft came up with the Microsoft Accessibility API, and screen reader developers had to make use of that. And if they didn't, then they were going to have to find some other way to make it happen. So I think it's up to Microsoft to make their applications accessible. There's the information's out there. Apple's made it available. It's there for any developer. So if they want to make their products accessible, like any developer, whether it's Microsoft or whoever, it's going to be up to them to do so. So, as far as an OCR solution, there is one. And as far as burning DVDs and CDs and so forth, there's Toast Titanium. It's a little more fussy to get around with and using VoiceOver, but if there's a real major interest in me doing a podcast on it, I'll show you how I do it. I mean, it's not perfect, but hey man, it works. I'm going to focus on a couple apps because I don't want to drag this podcast out forever and for hours on end. I was pretty ragged after doing the last one. I wasn't feeling particularly great, so I somehow got through it. So it happens to get a migraine every once in a while. Still to keep trying to push. It just doesn't always work too good. just a real quick recap for anybody who didn't listen to the first podcast. I'm using an iMac G5. It's one of the new models with the EyeSight camera and the built-in microphone. the unit is literally about the size of a 17-inch flat screen, roughly. I mean, it's approximately. Maybe 16 inches tall, 14 inches wide. I can't remember how my tape measure. And maybe about an inch. Excuse me. About an inch and change thick. And that contains all the components. The CD. The dual layer DVD burner. Which lets it burn up to 8 gig DVDs. The screen. The speakers. The motherboard, hard drive, everything. It's got Bluetooth, 2 FireWire, 3 USB, and a LAN port, but it also has wireless Ethernet. Like I said, Bluetooth, and basically that's the machine really in a nutshell. Okay, let's start off. I guess I'm gonna jump over to mail. Right now, I'm in an outline view for mailboxes. I'm just tabbing right now. I'm not even using the VoiceOver keys. I'm going to show you there's different ways of doing this. And I think this... I haven't tried this on my wife's Mac, but I don't think there's anything I did special to make this happen. I think I just kind of stumbled across it one day. And hey, I said, wow, man, this is nice and easy to deal with. By the way, holding down the VoiceOver keys all the time, and man, you get used to that. That's like nothing. I mean, it may sound like a lot, but it's not a big deal. And you can even lock them lock them down basically by holding the control option, which is the VoiceOver keys, which I'm going to refer to as the VO keys from this point on, and semicolons, so you could do something like this. Yeah, control option lock. So, I mean, that means they're locked down and you don't have to hold them anymore. It's good for doing web browsing if you're reading long web pages or PDF files or whatever the case might be. Let me see if I can find something we can play around with that a little bit. So, like I said, I'm not going to pause this because I think pausing this somehow hosed up part of my last podcast. Alright, so I'm in the outline view. I'm going to go over here and...
Folder press. Folder blind cool tech, 60 unread.
We got 60 unread messages in blind cool tech. So I'm going to hit tab.
Messages table.
And get this headphone port out of the way. Alright, so let's see.
Row 16, blank, read, status, limit, busy, Jim calls access, Wesley's podcast, play 640 PM.
Oh yeah, let me slow this down a little bit.
Volume, rate, slower.
Sorry about that, folks.
Row 16, blank, read, status, Lynette, BCT, Jamie Paul's access, watch latest podcast, today 6:40 p.m.
So I'm gonna...
Faster.
Just a little faster, okay. And I did that, by the way, by holding down the VO keys and the command key, which is the one immediately to the left of the space bar, which on the PC world would be the Alt key. And using the arrow keys, the regular... inverted T arrow keys. You can go left and right to get, let's see.
Pitch, volume, rate. Pitch, volume, rate.
So there you go. You can change those things right on the fly. it's great. Okay, so anyways, now we found a message. I'm going to hit tab. And it didn't say anything, and... I guess it would probably is the case here is it might be an HTML message that VoiceOver isn't going to pick up right away. So what we do is got a little trick here. We can hit Option Command P.
Plain text. Hi Jamie, thank you for your latest podcast. I'd always wondered why I'd need a dedicated FTP program. The in-depth evaluation was outstanding, and I now know why I would install a dedicated FTP application such as FTP Voyager. Keep him coming, Lynette.
There you go. So, at this point, I can do, obviously, quite a few different things. And hit Command-R to reply to this message if I wanted to, or hit Command-N for a new message. I'm not going to get all the application keys. I mean, if everybody runs out and buys a Mac tomorrow and wants me to do that, then I'll be happy to. So everyone, after everybody's got their new Macs, let me know and we'll do a podcast on all the different command keys and all that stuff. So anyway.
MSBCT FW Studio Recorder update on Samsung C01 new USB mic.
Edit text.
Okay, so that's like another message. I just hit delete, so that's the next one. Let's see. We'll read this one.
Messages.
That's not what I wanted to do, because That's another one of those evil HTML messages. You know, by the way, I think HTML just doesn't have any place in mail. That's just my personal opinion.
Row 14, blank, blank, read, status, type, DC, row 13, fine. Open thread, collapse,
disclosure triangle,
blank, 14 unread messages, 14 unread messages, Dan Barrett, DCT, regarding, new blind, cool tech, chat room open, today 6, 10 p.m.
Alright, hit right arrow at this point.
No rows of mess, DCT, regarding, new blind, cool tech, chat room open,
edit,
DCT, regarding, new blind, cool tech, chat room open,
edit text.
I'm a tab, and that's another one of those evil HTML messages.
Messages.
Not, save.
Text.
I went to the chat room and when I hit control, I did not hear the chirp signifying I could talk. There were two people including me, so it should have worked. Also, I kept hearing percentage values being spoken by the screen reader as if I was downloading something. Any ideas what I am doing wrong? I did install the plugin. Done.
Okay,
written messages. Now
what I'm gonna
table.
Do is I'm gonna, now one of the things is a little tricky here is that if someone hit tab, it won't start reading automatically. Most of the time it will, sometimes it just doesn't. So, if I wanted to, another way I could read this message is using the voiceover keys. I'm going to just use the arrow keys with the voiceover keys.
Delete
button.
Messages
table.
Alright, there's my messages table. I'm going to interact with that by hitting VO keys, the shift, and the down arrow.
Interact with messages
table
unselected row 14 thread close thread collapsed
disclosure triangle
flags blank status read status from Dan Barrett subject DCT regarding new blind cool tech chat room open date received today 10:23 a.m. close thread collapsed
disclosure triangle.
Now let's see, I have a couple of choices here. If I were to
linked item.
Text.
I went to the chat room and when I hit control, I did not hear the chirp signifying I could talk. There were two people including me, so it should have worked. Also, I kept hearing percent.
No, I just tapped control key for pauses speaking for a minute. And what I did there is I hit command option J, which jumps to the text of the message. It'll jump to the table as well if you have a thread that's closed. I'm going to try to demonstrate that here for you. If I hit the control key again,
percentage values being spoken by the screen reader as if I was downloading something. Any ideas what I am doing wrong? I did install the plugin. Done. Original message.
Okay.
From link blind messages
table.
Now, I'm gonna shrink this.
BCTFW studio recorder update on Samsung C01 US row 14, row 13, open thread collapsed.
Disclosure triangle
blank. 13 unread messages. 13 unread messages. Robert Carter, BCT, regarding new blind cool tech chat room open today 6:10 p.m.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna hit the VO keys J.
Interact with
table
on row 1. Read from Dan Barrett
button
blank blank okay. Subject BCT.
Now,
messages
table.
Whoops. Uh-oh. Hang on. Alright, sorry about that, folks. Hopefully this will work. And if you really want me to record that, my son fell up the stairs. I've heard of falling down the stairs, but I guess falling up the stairs happens every once in a while, too. Anyways, so I'm in the table. At this point, let me just point on a...
Messages. Blank.
Search text field.
Messages.
Okay. Table.
Because I'm in this table, I really can't quite tab to what I want. So what I would do here is just hit enter.
Warning.
And what it's gonna, what mail is gonna say.
Mail needs your assistance.
Okay. Mail wants my assistance. So I'm gonna use the VO keys.
Image.
Yes.
Button.
No. Are you sure you want to open 14 separate windows? No.
Button.
Well, I really don't want to do that, but.
Yes.
Button.
We'll do it anyway.
Press yes.
Button.
Delete.
Button.
Okay.
Signifying I could talk. I went to the chat room and when I hit
now
control, I did not hear the chirp.
And if I hit delete.
DCT, re, new line, cool tech, chat room open, blind cool tech.
Window.
Seven items.
Delete. Button.
New line. Hi, done.
Now I'm just using regular arrow keys. I like the first way I was navigating actually much better, but I'm just trying to demonstrate that you can actually do several different, several different choices for navigating. Opening 14 separate windows just seems kind of pointless.
Close till DCT. New blind cool tech chat room open. Skype at Dicta. Hello, Rob. I have gone to the website and installed the plugin, and nothing happens. It installs and the website shows four people online. Just, how do I get to the delete
button?
Mail this DCT. DCT. Recent text from subject.
I can get out of this by just,
DCT. New blind cool tech chat room. Delete. Dimmed. Print.
Button.
Forward.
Button.
Now I'm using the voiceover keys.
Reply all.
Button.
Read the menu.
Reply.
Button.
Change. Dimmed.
Button.
Message content.
Scroll area.
Delete.
Button.
Print.
Button.
Forward.
Button.
Now I'm still...
Close.
Text.
Yes.
Text.
Yes. I'll be getting JFW7 in April. BTW, your team talk presentation was great.
What I'll do here is I'm going to use...
Image. Text.
Yes.
Let's see.
Windows user menu, 9 items.
I'm using the Windows Chooser menu. Let's me look see what windows are open, and I can go to any of those windows. I did that by using the VO keys plus F2.
BCT re new blind cool tech chat room open blind cool tech. BCT re new blind cool tech chat room open blind cool tech. BCT re new blind cool tech.
This
blind re mags are approved. Send blind cool tech on my Mac. 49 messages, 44 unread.
I'm gonna hit enter. Blind
read
this one takes me back to the message window.
Read. Message content.
Scroll area.
Message content.
Scroll area. Splitter.
Messages.
Table.
No,
interact with messages.
Message table.
On select row 12. Thread. Open thread. Collapsed.
Disclosure triangle.
Flags. Blank. Status. 4 unread messages. 4 unread messages. From Jake Joel. Subject. DCT. Regarding. Blind cool tech theme song. Date received. Today 6:03 p.m. DCT. Regarding. Blind cool tech theme song. Met DCT, row 13, open thread, collapsed.
Disclosure triangle.
Blank, read, status, DJD, DCT, just question, today 6:10 p.m. Row 12, open thread, collapsed.
Disclosure triangle.
Blank, 4 unread messages, 4 unread messages, row 13, blank, blank, read, status, Kai, DCT, FW, studio recorder, update on Samson Caesar, row 14, open thread, collapsed.
Disclosure triangle.
Blank, 8 unread messages, 8 unread messages, Lisa Salinger, DCT, DVD help, today 6:19 p.m. row 13, blank. Blank row DCT regarding blind cool tech theme song.
Edit text.
Row 12, open thread, collapsed.
Disclosure triangle.
Blind cool window filter menu. Blind cool DCT blind cool tech theme song.
Button.
Blind cool tech on my Mac. 31 mess. Blind cool tech on MAGS. Blind cool tech on my Mac. 30 blind cool tech on my Mac. 31 mess. Row
text.
Greetings list. Someone asked for instructions on rerouting just to a secondary new line. Greetings list.
And it puts me into the message where, obviously, it thinks
messages
so
table.
Be. Now I'll just use shift tab and go back to my messages table. See, this is a much cleaner way, I think, to navigate. That's just my personal opinion. Okay.
Audio hijack pro running.
Now, the dock is where you have all your applications that are running, your applications you want to get to real quickly. You can add things to the dock by starting the application, and then actually going ahead and when you run the application, you have the choice of adding it to the dock. And if you want to know a little bit more about the dock, you can check out podcast 399, which is the original MacCast. I honestly apologize, guys. I have not had a chance to go back and see where that exactly cut off, and I really should probably do that. So I understand it was only the last half hour or 20 minutes. From that point, I think I was just making not a lot of sense anyways. But, I mean, anyway, I think I was just going through the website. I think I'm going to do that again. So hopefully it's not real redundant. But I want to get into some of the applications themselves this go-around with VoiceOver. I think, honestly, really, if you're all that interested, get the tutorial. Because the MP3 tutorials are really good. It gives you a good, solid background. I've said that before. So it's really good to check them out. And they're professionally done. So they're not my ramblings and all that good stuff. So let me find
Safari.
We're going to bring up
Safari. Untitled.
Window.
And
back. Button.
Let's see. We're gonna go to the website, Apple's website. We'll go to the VoiceOver website. Actually, no, I think first we're gonna go to, yeah, that's what we'll do. So
http://www.create.apple.com/accessi.bile.y/voce3/3/
Sorry, I'm just messing up here.
http://www.apple.com/accessibility/voiceover.htm/highlighted.
And let me see.
Fail to open page.
But that's probably because I spelled so wrong.
Open http.
Let's see.
http://5/delete://a.pl/e3omaaacesibile.y/voice/over.htm.
Let's see. There we go. That's a little better. Now, I have Safari set up to group links on the page, and I'm not sure all the criteria for how it exactly groups things, and there's some things in this I'd like to definitely learn a bit more about. I prefer it this way for the most part only because there's a lot of redundant links at the tops of pages and so forth that are grouped together, and sometimes when you start off on a website, you wind up inside of a group, which is kind of annoying at times because you have to make sure you realize where you are and then back out of that group or stop interacting with that group is a more appropriate term, and then navigate to where you want to go. The nice part about being with these groups is the fact that you actually are not dealing with all the redundant links at the top of the page. So, with that in mind, let's go ahead and...
Group. Hot news. Switch hardware. Software made for MAC education. Pro business developer. Where to buy.
Now, that's all within one group. If I interact with that group...
12 items.
12 items.
Link. Hot news.
Link.
Switch.
Link.
Hardware.
So you got... Those are all the links within that group.
Stop interacting with...
Group.
And... Oh, by the way, when you hear the different voices, I don't remember if I mentioned this on the last podcast, but... You can have just one voice, or you can have a multitude of voices assigned to different items as far as, you know, when you want to speak. I'm going to go into the voiceover control panel and kind of show you those. I don't think I showed you those the last time. I don't believe I did. So, I will do that.
Looking for something at apple.com. The page you tried was not found.
Oh,
you may have used an outdated link or may have typed the address URL incorrectly.
Hey, Thunder,
you might find what you're looking for in one of these areas.
Let me try...
http://5/w.select/apple.com/accessibility/highlighty/select/voiceover.a/selection/ice/vr3.
Now see, it'll try to like if you type part of a link, it'll actually fill in the rest of it for you, let you, you know, instead of having to type the whole thing out. That can be a little distracting, but handy at times and annoying at others. Why is this thing sped up all of a sudden?
Slower. The page you tried was not found. You may have used an outdated link or may have typed the address URL incorrectly. You might find what you're looking for in one of these areas.
Let's see what we're doing here. I'm doing something wrong. Okay, guys, so I can't spell today. I put in accessibility with an I the first time. I'm thinking, God, am I spelling it wrong? Why couldn't it find the page? And so I tried to put an A instead of an I, thinking, well, maybe I spelled it wrong. Okay, well, in any event, it's not my day for spelling. I found it, so hey.
Group, hot news, switch, group, universal access logo, accessibility at Apple.
Link,
vision. Since 1985, Apple has been committed to helping people with disabilities access their personal computer. Apple's commitment to accessibility is evident throughout the Mac OS X operating system, which is by design easy to use, but also includes a wide variety of features and technologies specifically designed to provide accessibility to users with disabilities. Apple refers to these features collectively as universal access and has integrated them right into the operating system so they can be used in conjunction with a variety of applications from Apple and the developers.
Some of the voices do read a tiny bit faster than others, I think, and that's why it seemed like it was slow to me.
Slower. Faster. Slower. Accessibility technologies in Mac OS X.
Link.
Period.
Group.
Zoom.
Group.
For keyboard navigation.
Group.
Sticky keys / slow keys.
Group.
Mouse cheese.
Group.
Quick time. Close.
Group.
Visual alert.
Group.
Stocked items.
Group.
Tracking alerts.
Group.
Speech recognition.
Group.
Display adjustment. Voluntary project accessibility template. VPAT.
Group.
Mac OS X Tiger.
No, that's Mac OS X Tiger. It does sound funny. I can probably change it and pronounce it the way it pronounces it in the pronunciation tab under VoiceOver, but I hadn't got around to doing that yet. I think actually it is already defined in there, but it still just sounds bizarre. I suppose I could change OS X to 10 or whatever.
Voluntary group, MacOS 10 Tiger.
Actually, it does say OS 10 instead of OS X, but for whatever reason, it just comes out sounding kind of weird. And I don't think you can really fix that, but
group MacOS 10 Panther.
Group
iMac.
Okay.
Group
iMac.
Group.
Voluntary project accessibility.
Group.
Speech recognition.
Group.
Talking alerts.
Group.
Stock items. Two items.
Link.
Stock items. Press. Stock items.
Link. HTML. Link.
That night.
Link.
QuickTime.
Link.
Apple support.
Link.
MacOS 10. Stop interacting with.
Group.
Okay, so we're in that group. Well, Mac, you put us in that
group.
One
group. Hot news. Switch. Hardware.
Group.
Universal access. Lock.
Link.
Vision. MacOS 10 includes several technologies to assist you if you have difficulty seeing the computer screen. They include options for magnifying the screen with specific objects on screen, adjusting the display characteristics to make it easier to read. MacOS 10 features. VoiceOver.
Group.
The universal access capabilities of MacOS 10 are now enhanced with a spoken interface that provides a new way, through speech, audible cues, and keyboard navigation, to access the Macintosh.
So this is basically how you can navigate web pages. I'm just using the view keys and the arrow keys to do this. If I use the regular
Resume view, you can make that provides a new way through speech, audible cues, and keyboard navigation to access the Macintosh. With Zoom View, you can magnify everything on screen, making it larger and easier to see. Text and graphics are enlarged for easier reading, and QuickTime video plays magnified without any performance degradation, a capability not available on any other operating system.
In some places and other places it won't, so it kind of depends on different situations. Now, I can use Tab.
Link, Harry.
Link.
Physical slash motor.
Link.
Literacy and learning.
Link.
Vision.
Link.
Where to buy.
Link.
Vision. The mouse cursor, so it's easier to find and follow when you move the mouse. The cursor remains scaled to your preferred size even when the cursor shape changes from an arrow to an item to crosshairs or any other shape. It remains in effect until you change it, even when you log out, shut down, or restart your computer. Cursor scaling works together with other screen magnification technologies in MacOS 10, allowing you to combine them in unique ways to suit your needs. Zoom display.
Image.
So, you know, there's different ways of navigating with the website. Now, what I'd like to do now is
open location, selection, delete, TTP, for the mouse slash. Voice run, Safari, mouse selection, delete, I-N-D-C-O-O-L, delete, C-O-M, H-T, Safari, can find the server.
Open location,
selection, delete, TTP, colon, slash, W-W-W, delete, D-L-I-N-D, slash, Safari, at O-L, selection, delete, L.
I can't type.
O-L, that comes like E-C-H, delete, C-M.
Image.
Okay.
Safari, busy.
So Safari's busy, so I guess it's looking for that website. So, while I'm waiting for that, I'm not sure why it's taking it so long.
Link, home.
There we go.
Link, publish cast. 3/11/2006 large discussion. Demonstrate system uses to publish cast and create a website. 14.1 MB.
He even says it in with VoiceOver. But hey, what can I say?
Demonstrate system uses to publish a cast and create a website. 14.1 MB. Slower.
Link.
Nero 7 accessibility. Demonstrate this 3/11/2.
Link.
Publish cast.
Okay, I'm gonna click on
press
this.
Publish cast.
Link.
I'm using VoiceOver.
Blind Cool Tech, March 9, 2006.
The podcast for blind people about blind people. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's Blind Cool Tech.
I said 2005 yesterday, but I meant 2006. Sorry about that. Hey, y'all. How you doing? This is Larry Skudkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Just wanted to quickly show you the process that I'm using to publish a podcast. And this is assuming we have already recorded the file. In fact, I'll just go ahead and find the next one to post up there. I happen to have these on a flash card. I downloaded them from the FTP site, so let me go over there.
Desktop. Go back. Flash D. Studio recorder 18.
We need to turn that down, buddy.
Studio recorder 18. Of 50.
Now I just hit Command W to close that window, so Larry's voice was coming through considerably a little louder in voiceovers. It is a little bit of trouble sometimes adjusting to get all the volumes to be the way you want them. And I guess with software speech, you kind of have a similar situation, even on Windows. So sometimes it's better to lower your system volume and crank up your speech volume. Although unfortunately, they're actually connected together, so you know, therefore it makes it a little tough to adjust the volume. Now, of course, I have the keys on the keyboard to raise and lower the volume, but that really doesn't help you very much in a case like that. of course, I just closed the entire window for the website.
Delete button.
So
audio hijack pro finder.
It plays it right within
finder
in the web browser. Now there is a way, and I haven't got around to checking it out yet, but there is a way to use a program called VLC to play media files outside of Safari. I'm not sure what the background process is it's actually running to play the media files when you're in Safari, but it would be nice to have an external program running the show so you have a little bit of control over the volume and some other things. Did want to demonstrate one neat little thing here. I'm going to use Command Shift H to go to the home directory.
Home, shell,
window,
weapon items.
As hell is my username on the machine. This is Shell. So there you go. I absolutely like having my machine in either the column view or the list view over the icon view. I think it's much better for navigating. You can use your regular arrow keys. You can arrow up and down your list of directories or in files and use the right arrow key to expand.
Applications selected.
Folder.
There's an applications directory. That's my personal applications directory. Now, just sort of recap a couple quick things with the Mac, which is running basically OpenBSD or Darwin is the name of the actual underlying operating system, which is Unix. Linux and all Unix variants. They don't have drive C's and D's and E's and F's and G's and all that stuff. They have a root, which is slash. And then off the root are all of the directories, like your home directory, where all of your... Because this is a multi-tasking, multi-user operating system. So all the... Like in Windows, you have documents and settings where you have all your users and their directories. On the Mac, it's called home. And on other Unix and Linux distributions, it's called home. And in a home is where all of your users' directories are. You can have your own applications, not system-wide applications, which are actually stored off of the root in a directory called applications. So, and you also have system-wide library directory, but you also have a library directory within your home directory. So that's sort of how the file structure works. It's really nice, I think, personally. I think the greatest advantage is you don't have to worry about drive locations. Everything's mounted somewhere off the root. So it's like a great big tree. So you can navigate this tree without... I mean, you could span... you could be, let's say, start off in your root. And that's one partition. And let's say you're looking for a document that might be in a public share folder. you can actually navigate, and that document could be on another hard drive or another computer system, and you don't have to concern yourself with whether it's on drive D or on server Mickey Mouse or whatever. If you're connected to the server and it's mounted somewhere on the partition, you can, or I mean, sorry, on off of the tree, the main tree, the off root, or some subdirectory on root, as long as it's mounted to a mount point, then you can actually navigate to it and not have to worry about going to another drive or whatever. You could just cheerfully scroll through the tree and on and on and on, and it's a beautiful thing. The only disadvantage that I can ever possibly see, although I don't see it as a disadvantage at all, is that you have to eject everything that you connect. Like when I connect my Arcos or my little SanDisk flash drive, when you connect these items and they are mounted, you always have to eject them before you disconnect them. I mean, if you don't, it's not going to cause horrible, evil things to happen to your machine, but you could end up trashing your file systems on that device. So, I mean, it's not a good idea. And it's not a big deal. I mean, ejecting it, it's clean, it's quick, it's simple, it's nothing, you know? Anyway.
Backup. When referring to the ICVS, their request, the documents, downloads, selected.
Folder. Is it my downloads? Or
documents, selected, downloads, selected, 2005. Federal, return that
to
2000 airfoil that the airport map, and this audio hijack pro that. Voice WAMU that M3U selected.
I hit Internet W playlist. And I found this is NPR radio. No.
Menu bar.
On Apple.
Let's
closing
see.
Menu.
Actually, I think I got this set up right. I have it to open always with the VLC
open
application. Let's see what happens.
Items.
Oh, I lied. So actually,
items.
Window.
Open
five
items.
Scroll bar.
And I don't want to do that.
Scroll bar.
Finder. Downloads.
Window.
Back.
Button.
I didn't fix it.
Voice over. That's it. WAMU. That M3U.
Menu bar.
Five. Edit. View. Edit. File. File. New. Open. Commando. Open with.
Submenu.
Open with. QuickTime. VLC. That app.
All right.
Closing CVS.
Folder.
VLC. Controller.
Window. Button.
This is WAMU. This is an NPR station. National Public Radio station. They play a lot of oldies music or different kinds of music on Saturday nights. And that's what you hear. That's on the internet. I muted
mute
it. Now, what I've forgotten is just how to turn the volume up and down.
Mute.
Oh, I quit it for
CVS.
Now.
CVS. Folder.
I forgot how to adjust the volume. Jeez, I did it the other day. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of show you that. Let's see, what are the really cool things? Oh, I do want to show you one thing. Okay, y'all check this out.
VoiceOver, that's it. Selected.
Zip archive.
Let me get out of this directory.
VLC, ZipWitchat, OPMCLMFORM, PDF, selected.
PDF document.
Oh.
PodRacer 1.4, OPOP, HitClap, OPUS, AirportManAirfoil.dmg, selected.
This
AirportManagementTools.dmg, selected. 2005, Maryland.
These DMGs,
that PDF.
By the way,
PDF downloads, selected.
Folder.
You know, let me see my tax returns. you actually do have the DMG files, are like compressed image files. They're actually like software packages.
Documents.
But
selected.
What I
folder.
Wanted to show you now.
Applications selected.
Folder.
A for application.
KD Player X 1.1R full
selected. Folder.
Let's see. This is called KD Player. It's
confirm
a,
that red selected
document.
A Daisy book. Player.
This is that I have fingerprint that can help. Web. Select KD Player. Selected.
Application.
Open.
Just.
KD Player. Retrieving system information. Version 1.1.8.85R. Build 814.05. Registered full version. Basic license.
KD Player.
Window.
And it makes quite a few changes.
Press the L key or click the load book button to begin loading.
I'm going to pull up the voiceover manual that a guy took the time to put into the DAISY 2 format.
Load. No valid DAISY book CD mounted.
That's because I forgot to...
Select book folder.
There you go. That's better. Okay.
For items.
Okay. So, right. It has its own built-in voicing capabilities. And it's using Vicky as the... As the
outline.
Oh, whatever the heck you call it. The voice.
Interact with
outline. But I'm not using button. Voiceover.
Stop
right,
select click fold. Okay.
Button.
Press. Okay.
Button. Retrieving info. Voiceover documentation. Loading for playback.
Check this out. This is pretty slick. Just take it
to move around the screen and hear descriptions of the items it lands on. You can also use it to activate buttons and other controls, and read and edit text.
He actually took
to control
thing.
Voice.
Back level one.
About voice offer.
About voiceover. Voiceover describes aloud what appears on the screen and speaks the text in documents and Windows. Using voiceover, you control the computer primarily with a keyboard instead of the mouse. You use the voiceover cursor to move around the screen and hear descriptions of the items it lands on. You can also use it to activate buttons and other controls, and read and edit text. To control voiceover and move the voiceover cursor, hold down the control and option keys as you press the arrow keys or other keys. You can show or hide the voiceover cursor. Showing it allows others working with you to...
Now, if anybody wants this file, email me and I have a copy here on my drive. I'd be happy to email it to you. You can either download the MP3s from Apple, or if you're really interested in a copy that's already been done up and daisified, then I'd be happy to email you a copy. Greg Kearney actually is a gentleman who put this together. I don't have his website offhand. He put a lot of work into this. I think it was an incredibly generous thing that he did to, you know, take his time and actually put this together. It was really great. And he's also developed some tools to help make DAISY books. And he's done quite a number of things. So if I get the URL for his website, I will put that out there on the Blind Cold Tech Mailing list.
Or closely collaborate with you as you.
Okay.
Finder.
So that's a DAISY player. It costs a whole $18 to register the DAISY player. I think that's peanuts really compared to what these guys are really doing. I know the next version is going to be really really slick. I'm not sure exactly when that one's due out, but it's really awesome. I like it a lot. It was worth the $18. I don't mind paying for software that's really good or that serves its purpose, and I've certainly paid for some. As soon as I get Audio Hijack figured out real good, Audio Hijack is what I'm using to capture this microphone, but it'll actually do a lot of really neat things. I just haven't quite haven't had enough time to really master it all. I mean, you're basically gone, it's concerning I get up at 3 in the morning and I don't get home until almost, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening. I don't really get as much stuff done during the week. So weekend's about the only time I really get to twiddle and tinker. I check usually email during the week and try to listen to a couple of submissions from you guys along with a few other things while I'm grooming the dogs the dogs, being plural because we just got the... Mr. Thunderhead on Thursday night, which we weren't quite prepared for, so I was scrambling around trying to get a crate and other things together and stuff. It was not a big thing, but there's always a lot of things that have to get done, and he's fitting in real well. As a matter of fact, I don't even know where he is. He left here and he's disappeared someplace. I think Payne, my working partner, is probably annoyed at me because I put their toys away. All the toys are locked up. I want to see how well they get along before I start letting them have toys just free to play with in the house. Don't need any confrontations. I already went through one of those. So, I'll get over it. tough. I'll just take him out and walk him a couple miles tomorrow. Anyways, trying to think if there's really anything else. What I really want to do in this podcast too is just show you some real life scenarios and what you might be doing. Reading email, I think I did show you some stuff in the system preferences from the last podcast. I'm trying to think. Oh, PDF files. Let's see if I can find.
Licenses. KD player. Selected.
Application.
Help. Web. Selected.
HTML document.
Okay.
Fingerprint.txt. This is that INI. Selected. Confirm that reg. Selected.
Document.
KD player X. 1.1 application backup. 1. To burn to DISC. CVS. Selected. Darwin Quest. Selected. Desktop. Select documents. Selected.
Full
downloads. Select documents. 2004. Afterwards user data. Selected.
Folder.
Contract. Adoption. 2. For documentation post. Selected.
Folder.
Let's see. This might about be interesting.
About DIVX.pdf. Selected.
PDF document.
Let's open this PDF file real quick.
Preview about DIVX.pdf.
I use this preview instead of the Adobe PDF, but Acrobat Reader.
Drawer.
Drawer.
Button.
Stick watching digital video on your computer. Get back on the couch. DIVX video technology, often called MP3 video, is a high-quality media format that allows you to take large video files like DVDs, home videos, or even high definition videos, and convert them to one can. Previous, stick-watching digital video interacting with 18 lines. Currently on line 1. Word stick, character S, stick-watching digital video on your computer. Get back on the couch. DIVX stick-watching digital video on your computer. Stick-watching digital video on, get back on the couch.
DIVX
video technology, high-quality media format that allows you to take large video files like DVDs, home videos, or even high definition videos, and convert them to one tenth the size, letting you fit hours of superior quality video on a single CD or DVD. DIVX certified DVD players let you easily take high quality video and play it on your TV.
There you go.
Stop interacting with
fixed.
Previous.
We can
button.
Next.
Button.
Hit the
press
next button.
Next.
Button.
And we use VoiceOver up arrow.
Previous. Button. Look for DIVX certified products like DVD players and portable video devices from quality brands like Philips, LG, Sony, JVC and Samsung at your favorite retailers and online outlets worldwide. Look for the logo. If it doesn't say it, it doesn't play it. For a complete list of DIVX certified DVD players, visit www.divx.com/coast. Copyright 2005, DIVX, Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Okay, there you go. So now you about know about that little deal.
Finder, documentation, coast.
Window.
About DIVX.pdf.
Okay, I just
selected.
PDF document.
Q.
Documentation, coast, documents. Selected.
Folder.
Let's see.
Desktop, documents. Selected.
Folder.
Those are a lot of the main, Actually, I know what I was going to also do right quick. Let me see here. We're going to hit Command-Shift-A.
Applications.
Jump to
applications.
The application directory.
Selected.
I'm going to type in the word fire.
Fire that app. Selected.
Application.
Fire up the fire application. Hit Command-O to open it. I'm going to see
fire
if anybody's
becomes. Window
online.
Button.
Let's see. Now I'm real familiar. Not
connect. Dimmed.
Button.
Just started really using
customize.
Fire.
Button. Remove. Dimmed.
Button.
Edit. Dimmed.
Button. By
table.
Chance.
Interact with
table
on row 1 service
image
account mac-1@hotmail.com status online auto
check checkbox image
that's my
stop interacting with
table
MSN whatever hotmail I don't get mail from hotmail but mac-is-the1@hotmail.com so if I happen to be on messenger when you happen to use it you can
button
button
me
up. Disconnect
button
customize
button
remove
button.
Let me see. I gotta remember how to get to my buttons list.
On
here.
Fire. Apple. Help. Window.
Go to window.
Window. Minimize. Zoom. Next. Previous. Conversate. Buttons. Window. Command. Shift. B.
There we go. Alright.
Buttons. Window.
Outline.
Let's see if any of my
interact
buddies
with. Outline. On. Folder. Row 1. Buddy. Accounts. Status. 1/1. Accounts. Folder. Row 2. Black. Buddies. 0/0.
Nope.
Folder.
Right.
Row 1.
Oh, right.
Stop interacting.
Folder.
Button.
Button.
Add group.
Button.
Add buddy.
Button.
Delete. Dimmed.
Button.
Customize.
Button.
Hide offline buddies.
Button. Splitter. Outline.
Button.
Button. Outline.
Interact with.
Outline.
Unselected. Folder. Row 1. Buddy. Accounts. Status. 1/1. Accounts.
Okay.
Stop interact. Button.
Got
button.
One buddy in here.
Add group.
Button.
Add buddy.
Button.
Delete.
Really
dim.
Button.
Played a lot with fire,
customize.
So
button.
I was hoping I
could. Hide offline buddies.
Button. Splitter. Outline.
Okay.
Button.
Button.
See if
press button.
Online.
Button.
Add group.
Button.
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 Menu.
Yeah, I just did a shift, or views, view keys, shift, spacebar, which gives it a click, and it simulates a mouse click. I think that's like a double mouse click, actually, as opposed to the single mouse click, which is the VO keys plus spacebar. So, hopefully I remember that.
Edit away messages.
Ellipsis.
Invisible. Busy. Away. Available. Temporary. Edit away messages.
Ellipsis.
So you can change messages and stuff.
Closing menu. Add group.
Button. For the one
add button.
Button. That would tell me.
Delete. Dim.
Button.
Customize.
Button.
Online. Hide offline buddies.
Splitter. Outline.
Button.
Button.
Unfortunately, I don't see that.
Menu bar.
So either it's not online.
Fire. File. Edit. Format.
Or
view. Accounts. View. View. Menu. High toolbar. Command up. Customize toolbar.
Ellipsis.
Well, too bad.
Closing menu.
There is a Mac
Finder,
version
applications,
of Skype.
Fire that
app.
Selected.
I haven't really messed with it much because I haven't gotten the opportunity to catch anybody who might be online. So if anybody wants to try to schedule a chat on Skype, let me know. I'd like to see how well it works. I guess, really, I just want to show you a couple of things about VoiceOver. I really want to turn this into a two-hour or hour and a half or whatever podcast. I'm going to go back to the original one if I'm download it and give it a listen and see what all you guys missed.
It's 20 hours.
If it's something that's worth me repeating, I will. If not, hopefully this will sort of kind of cover things. So this took this podcast for about an hour. This gives you a fairly good idea that VoiceOver is certainly worthy of production use. There will be an accessible version of something like Microsoft Office. It's the MarinerSoft word processing program, and they'll be putting out the one that's like Excel. It's a spreadsheet application, and those will be fully accessible. And that'll probably be later. I can't remember. I think it's June or July is when the word processor will be out. And then the spreadsheet software will be out later in the year. And I will definitely see about doing podcasts on those. I may very well buy copies of those, or I'll at least get them to give me a I know you can download demo copies and test them out. So barring any that they have any real limitations, and if that's true, then I'll see if I can get some kind of a limited 30-day trial copy or something that'll let me show you all the features of that. So, if you're interested in me doing some stuff with Read Iris to show you how the OCR works, I can certainly do that. If you guys aren't the least bit interested in hearing anything else about the Mac, certainly let me know. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I mean, it's you know, if you're happy with Windows, I mean, I pick on Microsoft, you know, and a lot of times I'm only really joking because, honestly, I don't really care what people use. In my mind, it's a matter of if it works for you, use it. I like anything Unix. I'll tell you why. It's because it's just... I don't like Windows. I mean, I just know two ways about it. There's some things in Windows that are certainly easier to do. There's certain websites that are a lot easier to deal with than Safari. I find the security of the Mac to be far superior. There's a lot of aspects of the Mac that are definitely far superior. I mean, there's a numerous number of things that are superior over Windows, and that's just my opinion. There's a lot of people who disagree with me vehemently on this topic, and the debate will rage on forever. I've used Windows, I've used Linux, and I've used the Macintosh, and so I think I'm in a position to at least voice my opinion with some, certainly with coming from the perspective that I've used them all. And I've have used even DOS back in the day, so I think that I'm not saying that I'm an authority on any of these. I'm certainly consider myself a power user. I've got a lot of learning to do yet on the Mac, and a lot of things that I want to learn. I am actually working on getting access to Bookshare. I'm actually waiting for them to get confirmation from NLS. I'm actually, you know, using their NLS services, and then I'll pay, and I actually do the unpack tool and stuff. So I can't wait to get on Bookshare and do some reading and whatnot. But I will tell you that I really, really do enjoy the Mac. I think it's a very good operating system. It does have some shortcomings, but all of them do. I mean, there's nothing is perfect no matter what. This solution works for me. There's things in Windows that I certainly have done well. I certainly do like a little bit better, but I actually think that by far the stuff that I want to do with the Mac, you know, I use it every day, and so therefore that's my choice of platforms to use. So there you go. There's my, well, whatever you want to call it. There's my rant for the day, or my opinion, whatever. Anyway, so if y'all want to get in contact with me, feel free to give me, send me an email. So I'll say give me a call. Send me an email at s.howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, at verizon.net. I don't remember what in the heck my Skype ID is, so I will have to, I'll have to get that and put it out on the BCT list, because I haven't used it really yet. I can't remember what it is. I think it's my amateur radio call sign, which is November 3, Bravo Yankee Yankee, but, you know, I don't want to say with any absolute certainty, because my memory is not what it used to be, I guess. And there's only so much space in there, and unfortunately, as cluttered as it's been of late, I sometimes forget things. So, there you go. But do send me an email with your comments. I didn't get too many comments and didn't see too much on the BCT list regarding my last podcast. Either y'all found it really awfully boring, or you just, yeah, big mouth kid down there. Anyway, so I mean, either that or folks hadn't got around to listening to it. But anyway, send me an email. Let me know what y'all think. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.